Okay. Yesterday happened to be the Yahrzeit of the Gadol Hador of the previous generation of Shach Zatzal. Rav Shach, as we know, was Rashiv of Panovich. So I want to share some Torah from Rav Shach. Shvi Yizchus Lili Nishmas Rav Shach. And hopefully we'll gain chizik from such a tzaddik. Mamash, a walking inspiration. Told the story last year here, I believe, that Rabina told me that he remembers once when he was in Panovich. It was late at night, maybe 12 o'clock at night, and he was in the Beis Medrash learning with a few other of his chevra. And Rav Shach walks in his pajamas. And he was bothered. He was in bed. He was home, but he was bothered by a kasha and a gemara, a kasha and toisvus. I don't remember exactly what it was. And he came to all the talmidim were learning. He says, come, you have to help me come up with the teretz. That he couldn't sleep, and he came to the Beis Medrash in his pajamas. His whole life was a life of walking Torah. Mamish, mamish, a very big yid. These are the parashios of Avram Avinu. Still in the midst of the parashios of Avram Avinu. Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chayesara. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yudal Mabez, tells us, Amar Le Rav Chizdal Avimi, Gemirei Davoides Chavim, Da Avram Avinu, Dalet Meir Pirkei Avion. Avram Avinu wrote 400 perakim, 400 volumes, unclear exactly, of Mesechtos of Avodah Zarah. Many, many works on Avodah Zarah. What was Avram writing so much on Avodah Zarah? So many volumes on Avodah Zarah. We don't find that he had volumes on any other subject, really. Why so many volumes on Avodah Zarah? So Rav Shach explained that, as we know, Avram's whole life was built through his hakara of the Rabbonu Shalom, his recognition of the Rabbonu Shalom. His high level of understanding of the Rabbonu Shalom's place in this world. How the Rabbonu Shalom is found in every single element of this world. And that's, as we know, the famous Medrash, how Avram Avinu came to believe in Hashem through witnessing and looking around at nature and everything in this world, that he has to see the Yad Hashem in everything. Any reyach of Avodah Zarah is, by definition, keneged ha'akara of the Rabbonu Shalom. Is a chisaron of ha'akara of the Rabbonu Shalom. If there's any belief in any way, in the smallest of ways, in Avodah Zarah, so by definition, it's a chisaron and a moon and akara of how the Rabbonu Shalom plays a role in everything in this world. And therefore, because of his unbelievable level of recognition, of infinite understanding of the Rabbonu Shalom in this world, by definition, he had to have written so many volumes connected to Avodah Zarah, which was the outbirth and the consequence of his recognition of Hashem. Avram came to this recognition through looking around at the world. Avram came to this recognition through understanding the ways of this world. What about us? We want to also be living with the Rabbonu Shalom in such a way. We want to also be constantly seeing the Rabbonu Shalom in our life and having that real, concrete amuna. You know, we all know there's a famous Ramban, you know, the Asagas on the Rambam, where he explains the Shitas Bahag, that Amuna, the first of the Aseret Dibros, is not one of the 630 mitzvahs counted by the Baha'u'llah Halachos Gedolos, because the Ramban explained it's bigger than that. It's not just one particular mitzvah, it's a chelik, part and parcel of every mitzvah. Because every mitzvah is defined by our Amuna Ba'Hashem, that's why we're performing the mitzvah. Our whole life should be defined by Amuna Ba'Hashem. Every instant of our life should be with Ayakara of the Rabbonu Shalom in this world. How do we come to that? Avraham Avinu was able to do it through looking around in the world. Most of us are desensitized. We see nature as nature. How many of us, the last time we looked at a beautiful tree, are thinking of the Rabbeinu Shalom? We look at a bird flying, we're thinking, oh, Rabbeinu Shalom's presence. We live in a world where mankind has created a lot. There's a lot of technology, and the world is a very different place. It's hard to appreciate nature in the way that Avraham Avinu did. So how do we come to that akara? Maybe some of us can. So Gemara in Chulin talks about how Pinchas ben Yair was able on numerous occasions to split waters, the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu did by Kriyas Yamsuf. So Pinchas ben Yair did it on three different occasions. So Amar Rav Yosef Kama Nafish Gavra Mi Moshe. Maybe Rav Pinchas Ben Yair is even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe he was splitting the sea left and right. What was the godless of Kriyas Yamtuv? We know that the way we as Yidden look at Kriyas Yamtuv is the building of our Amunah, the building blocks of our Amunah Bashem. What was so great and grand of the nace of Kriyas Yamtuv if Rav Pinchas Ben Yair was splitting the seas left and right? We're not taught, and it's not discussed in elementary school or in younger ages of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's great miracles, yet it's the same miracles as Kriyas Yamtuv. Okay, we were discussing this, okay, there were a lot more people by Kriyas Yamtuv. But ultimately, the Nes, what was done into nature and seeing the Yad Hashem, is that of the same. What was so grand about Moshe Rabbeinu? So Shach explains an unbelievable insight. He says, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair came along after Kabbalah HaTorah, after the Torah was given to this world. Once there's a Torah in this world, we should, through the Torah, have such an unbelievable hakara and understanding of the world and the ways of Hashem, through learning Torah, through living Torah, that we see God so clearly, so there's no line between Teva and Nes anymore. Everything is Yad Hashem. So a miracle is no grander than waking up in the morning. It's all the same, and therefore it's easy for Nisim to occur. It's part of the way of the world because we see everything as Nisim. As opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, which was prior to Kabbalah HaTorah. Prior to Kabbalah HaTorah, we didn't have the blueprints of the world, Stakel Bereisa Baralma, which defines how the world acts. We didn't have a Torah to look at to have a Hakara, a recognition of the Ribono Shel Olam and everything in this world. So that was looked at as a grand miracle. A nace above Teva. Miraculous. This is how Rav Shach explains. That's why as well we know the Gemara in Tainus, Rav Chanina ben Doiso was able to say, Mishamar l'shem and shiyadlik v'amar l'choy met shiyadlik. There's no difference between oil burning or vinegar burning. Because once you're one with Torah, you're one with Ribbono Shel Olam, you understand that everything in this world is Yad Hashem. So anything could happen. We don't look at a nace as something so unbelievable. I mean, it is, but it's just as unbelievable as it is that I'm able to raise my hand. You ever think about how I could raise my hand? Like, I got no batteries inside here. I have no batteries. Somehow I think about something. Okay, so we know the brain through nerve cells sends transmissions to the hand. But come on, let's be real. We could learn biology and physics and all the sciences and have some, we could say it over, but ultimately, how does it work? Nisim. It's unbelievable miracles. So splitting of the sea is a bigger miracle, but how do you come to be one with that? So Rav Shach is explaining that the way to become one with that, the way to become one with being makir the Ribono Shel Olam and everything in this world, is the more we connect to learning Torah. Because the Torah is the Kodesh Baruch Hu's personality, Kodesh Baruch Hu's blueprint of this world. As the Zohar says, Kutshabrichu Yisrael v'raisa chari. The way to be one with Kutshabrichu as Yisrael, through Araisa, through the Torah. The more we learn Torah, the more we see God, the more we live God in this world. So the Medrash means, I believe, the Medrash says in Parshas Truma, Ad shlo nitna Torah li Yisrael, until the time that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Torah to Yisrael, O Moshe Allah Helakim, quoting a pasuk, Moshe had to go up to Hashem. Meaning, before the Torah, God's presence in this world was a little more distant. We had to go to Him. Achlon in the Torah, Yisrael, Moshe Allah Helakim. So great individuals, and Avram Avinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu, were able to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu and recognize Him also in this world. But ultimately, it's Allah Helakim. You had to go up to Him. Misha Nidna Torah. But when the Torah was given, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe v'asli migdash v'shachanti v'soichem. Now build a migdash because I'll dwell them. I'll dwell there. I'm going to be brought down to this world. Because once the Torah is given, the Torah is our lens to see the Ribono Shel Olam. And He's living now in this world. We could be makir the Ribono Shel Olam. Not that He wasn't here the whole time. He created the world. He's part and parcel of everything. Every element of this world is part of Ribono Shel Olam, I in the Tanya. But how do we see it? Now we have a vision of that. We have an understanding of that through our learning of the Torah. The more we learn Torah, the more we can see everything in this world is Ribono Shel Olam and live together with Him. We have to start opening up our eyes. Once you learn Torah, your eyes become open. We have to open our eyes. Remember, you guys know all I could think about over the past week is there was nothing to think. I'll share a beautiful story he once told us. That we have to open up our eyes to see the Ribbono Shalom. He said that one time a widow, an almana came to him, and the almana was crying to him, depressed, sad. She was so down and so lonely, missing her husband. She was married for many, many years. Her children all married out of the house, and now she's all alone. She was so sad and depressed and lonely. Nassim Tzvi sold her, gave her chizik for a while first, and then he said he gave her a particular etzi. He said, I want you, right when you leave here, to go to the store. And I want you to purchase a very small notebook. Like an old, you know, like a homework pad. Like we used to have back in the day, maybe in second, third grade. That you could keep in your pocket. And a pen, and keep it with you always. And anytime you see the Ribbono Shel Olam in your life, anytime something a little above nature happens to you, or to your one of your children, or one of your close friends, write it down, record it, keep a log. And when you start to feel a little bit lonely, go back to that little notebook and just start reading. And you'll realize and you'll recognize that you're never alone. The Ribbono Shel Olam is with you always. See, the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us always, and He's in every element of this world. And He's connected to everything we do and everything that goes on here. But how do we mocker that more? How do we recognize that more? The more we learn Torah, the more we could understand and be one and connect to Ribbono Shel Olam. And it happened to be yesterday was also Rav Shlomo Karlbach's yahrzeit. Shlomo Karlbach's yahrzeit was also yesterday. Now, there's a story about Rav Shlomo, a famous story, how when he was a young child, right, he was 6, 7 years old, and everybody, he was lost. They didn't know where Rav Shlomo went. And they were looking all over Rav Shlomo. And they couldn't find him. They're running around the city and looking all over the house, looking everywhere. They couldn't find Rav Shlomo. Finally, where did they find him? They find him on the roof of his house. And they say, what are you doing on the roof, Shlomo? What's going on? And he said, I want to be closer to Hashem. I want to be closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I climbed up onto the roof. It's a beautiful story as a child. But I'd like to suggest that he was completely wrong. We learn from this medrash, Achlon in the Torah Shor Moshe Al Elokim, that before there was Matan Torah, we had to go up to see Hashem. Mishan in the Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Vasu Mikdash Shechanti Besocham. You want to be close to Hashem. You want to see Hakadosh Baruch Hu in everything in this world. It's through connecting to Torah, through learning the Torah. The more we give ourselves over to the Torah, everything is to the Torah. That's all that's important in this world. You know, earlier in the same medrash that I quoted you, so is the source for the Gemara Makos, as we know the famous Gemara Makos, but it's a medrash over here as well, where the pasuk says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, and Torah is Gematria 611. So we learn from here that only 611 mitzvos Moshe Rabbeinu gave over, but the first two Anochi and Lo Yia was given over to us by the Ribbono Shel Olam B'Chvoid V'Atzmo. Those two, Anoich and Lo Yia, were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So the Kli Yakar asks, I don't understand. Why do we need both, the first two? Just give the first one, Anoichi. Believe in Hashem, that I understand. As we quoted before from the Ramban, the understanding of the Bahag. That's the foundation of all Torah mitzvahs, to believe in Hashem. That has to come from God himself, and everything else are just pratim. Why Lo Yia? So he says, part of believing Hashem, part of being makir der Ribbono Shel Olam is like Avivina taught us, to write 400 mesechtos of Avodah Zarah, meaning to realize that everything in Hashem, and there is nothing else. Part of Amunah is saying, Velo Yia, there's nothing else that's chashuv in this world. There's nothing else that's important in this world. Everything in this world could only be through the filter of Ribbono Shel Olam. And the only way to truly, deeply understand that is only through learning Torah. The more we learn Torah, the more we're able to filter every element of our life. Not that earning a parnasa is not important, going to college is not important, not that there aren't other things, but all of those things have to be through the filter of Torah, through the filter of Ribbono Shel Olam. Only in the way that it connects to my getting closer to Ribbono Shel Olam is a chashuv. If not, I shouldn't be doing it. If not, there's no place in this world. Lo Yia tells me there's nothing else out there that's not Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And the way that Rav Shach is teaching us to connect to all of that is through Torah, which is this Beferish Medrash. And the emes is, that's how the entire Yeshiva Panovich was set up. And that's what the Yesod of Panovich was. And still is until today. And that's the Yesod of the Mir as well. And that's the Yesod of all the Yeshivas. And the Yesod of our lives. is to understand that everything is through the lens of Torah. Everything in life, being able to see how everything is connecting to Ribbono Shel Olam, and our whole life should be connecting to Ribbono Shel Olam, is only through learning Torah. And that's why we have to dedicate more and more time to the study of Torah. More and more time to learning Torah. And the more Torah we learn, the more we're going to feel close to Ribbono Shel Olam and understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present in every single aspect of this world. Everyone should have a beautiful, wonderful day. Continue next week.